Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're about to listen to Treks in Sci-Fi. You already are listening to it. Excuse me. It is September 15th, 2024. This is show 943. Yeah, I'm still a little under the weather. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here on the show. This is going to be probably a shorter show again. Maybe half hour. Talk about some recent things. Talk about my illness, which is... It's more than a cold, but it's not that big of a deal. But I'll tell you about that in a minute or two. Excuse me. I'll probably have to take a lot of breaks and get drinks and things. But yeah, my voice isn't quite what it should be. But yeah, I wanted to do a podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. Feel you guys in. And believe it or not, I am doing a little better. And yeah, so who used to say this? I don't know. Away we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast.
Scotty, beat me up.
Fascinating.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
You know, just before I, hey, by the way, hi. Hello, folks. The, I was going to say that just before I started to record today, I updated Audacity, which I've used forever doing the podcast. And it just, you know, I don't want to be like an old guy thing, but, and I get when they want to fix bugs or issues and things, but it just looks a little different now, and I don't like it. Just, like, I don't know. It's not really that big of a deal. Not that big of a change. So, anyway, what's going on with Rico? Third person talking. I don't really want to talk about my, you know, health the whole podcast, but I, you know, you guys have listened to the show. Maybe you've just listened the first time, and you're like, what's this guy talking about? We usually talk about Star Trek and sci-fi and Star Wars and, you know, fantasy things, Rings of Power season 2, which I still like. But anyway, health, you know, it's like that phrase. There's really, you know, if you got your health, you got pretty much everything. Probably it's been going on for like at least a month or more. I was feeling poorly, obviously, super tired and things like that. Ended up going to, the doctor, a real doctor, not just urgent care, which is usually where I go for things because I didn't really have a primary doctor anymore. Just have been, knock on wood, pretty healthy. Long story short, it looks like it's my thyroid, which if you don't know anything about your thyroid, it pretty much controls your whole freaking body. Everything. It exudes a thyroid hormone, which in the right amount is great for you. In too much, which seems to be kind of what I have going on, it's not great. Causes you to feel really tired, worn out. Kind of messes, like I said, I have kind of a weird throat cough. And but the good news is I went to a specialist last week, Thursday? Yeah. And an endocrinologist is what they're known as. So, but the I've had some blood work, I've had an ultrasound, and essentially I'm on some meds which are helping. Really, or believe it or not, in the last day or two, three maybe, yeah, that's probably exaggerating, maybe the last couple of days, I've actually been feeling better to a degree. Still, you know, I don't sleep great. Really don't feel up to doing much physically. I'm very tired, even with, you know, going to bed at like 8 o'clock and getting up at 8 o'clock. So, but the good news is the endocrinologist just calls it thyroiditis. She says it'll take some time, probably. This is the most likely thing. This isn't a definitive thing, but the most likely thing will happen is that over the course of, you know, another few weeks, maybe even up to another month, it'll just slowly go away, and that'll be that. Other possibilities is I might end up having to stay on some kind of thyroid medication. There is some family history, or family, other people in my family on my father's side have this. My sister had some issues. So anyway, the good news is this is it's annoying. It's frustrating to be kind of this under the weather for this long of a time period. It's not like I'm really out of it totally, like I've still been working and things like that. It's just, it's mostly tiredness. It's hard to speak for long periods of time. That's why doing this podcast is a little tricky, but overall, not too bad. I've been watching a lot of comfort movies and television. I watched The Empire Strikes Back, which is one of my all-time favorites. I watched a couple of nights ago, I watched the 2009 Star Trek movie. You know, the first one with of the Kelvinverse, I guess they'll call it. I still love those movies. I think those are really good movies. What amazes me about that movie is just how much they packed into a little more than 2 hours. Just so much happens in that movie. I do feel it's the lens flare is a bit much. Some of the style things, I really kind of, it never bothered me that much. I don't know, maybe it's starting to bother me a little bit more. Excuse me, but the whole engineering and brewery section of the Enterprise in that movie is a bit hard to swallow. It's kind of goofy. I get maybe they were trying for a different kind of aesthetic and a different kind of look, but you know, it's still a fun movie. You know, Chris Pine and the whole cast is fantastic. The story is solid. They've got Leonard Nimoy in there in, well, I think his last performance as Spock. It's just got a lot. And the music, fantastic. I've been watching movies, a lot of television. I started to watch, this isn't sci-fi, but I'm a big Western guy, Western fan. Probably a dream would be to live out on a ranch out west and have a couple of horses and stuff. But I finally watched, or started to watch, should say started to watch, because I think there's like 6 seasons and maybe another season coming. I'm starting to watch, or have started to watch, I should say, Yellowstone. So with Kevin Costner, you know, that whole modern Western, whatever you want to call it, it's sort of soap opera-ish a bit, I guess you could call it. I don't really like the term soap opera. It's a drama. It's a family drama with you know, how this guy's basically trying to... I'm just at episode like 7 or 8 of the first season of how he's trying to hold on to his ranch, you know, this massive ranch that the Dutton family has. Anyway, not sci-fi, but I just find it super cool and compelling. And Kevin Costner is just great. It's Taylor Fitt, the creator and writer Taylor Sheridan, right, who is doing so many projects these days. He's even doing that Tulsa King show with Sylvester Stallone, which I think the new season starts today. Ooh, I can watch that tonight. So I kind of segued away talking about getting away from talking about the health stuff. But don't worry about me. I'll be fine. It's just, again, irritating, frustrating. Truthfully, the weird thing a little bit about this is your thyroid, which is in your kind of neck, lower neck area, it does control a lot of your body. It was sort of giving me a little bit of an elevated heart rate, which I'm on a couple pills. One pill is a beta blocker thing that kind of gets your pulse rate down to better, which my resting pulse is, I don't know, we'll call it maybe average for, you know, adult males. I don't know. I'm not a runner, so maybe it'd be lower if I was. I usually am around 70 or so, but my pulse was pretty much steadily staying around 120, 130, which was not, you know, you could tell that was tiring me out. anyway, these pills work great. Again, I don't feel too bad today. Still a little tired, a little hazy, a little achy. This sort of annoying half cough that I have, which is mostly because of the irritation of my throat going on. So, but again, should be fine. It's just going to take. I have a feeling it's going to take a little while. I do have another scan test thing later this coming week, which should give them a little more information. These things can be. There's different little versions or variations of all this. I'm not a doctor. I'm just kind of going by what I've been told and what I've read. But anyway, that's towards the end of this week. I'm having that done. It's sort of a 2-day test thing. So that's what's been happening. Hopefully I can get back to normal and do some more fun podcasts and get back to kind of more of the routine and do some subjects. I'm just going to talk about kind of what I've been up to and what I've been watching and doing. Don't have any real specific topic here. The last thing I'll say about the health thing is one of the possibilities of what triggered this for me, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't, is when I went out to Comic-Con and I came back, maybe about a week after I got back, I started feeling poorly. And I guess a severe, any kind of like a virus or infection that you get can kind of make your thyroid kind of overreact. So it's possible that I had some kind of illness, although I don't think it was COVID because I tested like multiple times for COVID and had even a pro level doctor COVID test and nothing, no COVID, but if I had something that could have caused this, although I've been, I've had the usual illnesses over the years and it's never done this before, but who knows, whatever. It'll get taken care of. The medications that they've prescribed have helped. And And I take Tylenol. That's the other thing, because it's kind of a little bit of pain. They said just, take as needed. I usually take, usually something maybe in the evening and in the morning, maybe midday too, but that's about it. It's not like I'm popping them every few hours, but 2 or 3 times, I guess. So, all right, that's probably more than you guys wanted to hear. I don't know. Wish me well, and I'm sure it'll all pass eventually and get back to normal. Nobody likes being ill, and you kind of go along and you don't really even think about how good it is when you're not sick, And I sort of do. I actually sort of think about that occasionally. Just because, especially, in the last 4 years or so, it seems like that's all, people talk about so much anymore, right? Ever since the COVID time, it seems like everybody's, how you feeling, how you doing, everybody well, take care of yourself type of thing. So, you just do what you can. All right, I'm going to take a short break. I'll come back and talk about other things besides my personal health history. And then we'll, talk some sci-fi and fantasy. Be right back. All right, I am back. One last thing about my health thing that I just, felt like I share, but my workplace, I kind of let them know a little bit about this and told them, I've still been able to work pretty much. Fortunately, I work at home a fair amount of the time. I have to go to a few meetings occasionally, maybe a couple times a week at some of the car companies, but they've been great. There's nothing better than having a company that understands that sometimes people get sick. So, all right, what's been going on? What else have been watching? I watched, like I said, Rings of Power. I've been keeping up on Rings of Power, although I didn't watch the most recent episode. It's kind of a goofy show, really, when you think about it. But it's also, I just find it very interesting and engaging, and I really like it a lot. It looks good. I think the storyline is pretty good. I think there's a little. I have a hard time, and I'm not an expert on this era of you know, Tolkien and all that, but Sauron's just kind of hanging out, you know, like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, that's just kind of weird, you know, sort of, kind of, he's kind of a creepy guy now or whatever. It's just like, really? Aren't you just some big, all-powerful, big bad? And like, I don't know. It's just weird to me a little bit. It's like, hey, I'm your goofy neighbor. But yeah, so Rings of Power. Been watching that. Why am I blanking on the name of it? Oh, Brain Fog, or let's say, you know, there's a little bit of that with my thyroid thing. So that's my excuse lately. But is it called Zeus? Is that it? The Jeff Goldblum, you know, Greek show that's on Netflix. I watched a few episodes of it. I haven't gotten back to it. I have kind of like a mixed feeling about the show to a degree. At first, I was kind of really keen on it, and I don't know. I'll get back to it. It's not like I don't like it, but there's something, I don't know, there's something about it that kind of didn't thrill me completely. So I kind of put it on the back burner and kind of watched other things. I finished The Recruit. It wasn't sci-fi, or isn't sci-fi, but a really good show. A huge cliffhanger. I didn't expect it to end in such a big cliffhanger, but thank goodness they do have another excuse me, they do have another season coming of that. So yeah, and I already mentioned I've been watching that Yellowstone show, but yeah, it's there's not I don't know if there's a ton of sci-fi and fantasy that's on right now. Oh, I wanted to talk about, I forgot, or I did, you know, didn't really forget, but I just figure out when to talk. Maybe we'll just talk right now. But Star Trek Day this year, which was like a week ago on the 8th, yeah. It was kind of like nothing. Like, you know, remember a couple of years ago, they had a big concert thing and all these interviews with all the different casts. And like, is it because of this whole Paramount sale thing? Is Star Trek, you know, I don't know what's going on, but like there was really, I mean, it wasn't even like they even couldn't even manage to put out like a half hour special, like piece something together or whatever. I was kind of, I think Larry Nemechek or something, or I saw somebody online had this kind of to say, was basically the least Star Trek Day of the past few years, because they've tried to make Star Trek Day kind of a big deal. And for a couple of years there, they did have a kind of a big deal. And then it was like nothing. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably one of Paramount's biggest, you know, prized possessions. You would think that they would want to do something. I mean, my God, put together a clip show or something, like just anything. I know they did little things, like I think there were some episodes people could watch for free on YouTube or whatever. I think that's what it was, you know, and just, but still, it's like, well, I already subscribed to Paramount Plus. I don't need that. Oh, I did watch, and I hadn't watched this. It's funny. So more than a year ago at Comic-Con 2023, I was able to see that those old Scientist episodes of Strange New Worlds there, they had it. You know, remember that was the Comic-Con year where it was just after the strikes of the actors started and the writers were already on strike. So no celebrities basically essentially went to the con. So the big Hall A Star Trek panel got just destroyed. Like, so what they decided to do is they showed us that episode, Those Old Scientists, which was going to be released later that day anyway online. You guys know that one. That's the one with the crossover with the Lower Decks characters, right? So I watched that episode again. I had only watched it live. Well, live? That's not really what you say. I only watched it when I was in Hall H there with my buddy Dylan, and we watched it at Comic-Con in 2023. So I hadn't, the audience was really into it. There was a lot of laughter because there's a lot of comedy in that episode. So I didn't quite catch all the lines. Anyway, I watched it again I think I watched it last week on Star Trek Day. I think I did. That was my celebration of Star Trek Day. Yeah, that's a great episode. Really just well put together, really fun. There's some good moments in there, especially with Boimler talking to Pike, you know, and just it's not just goofy stuff, but it's also fun. And how they react to how Spock is, you know, looking very emotional or more emotional than normal. Yeah. So, excuse me. But yeah, it's a good episode. I'm very, man, I wish I haven't really been up to going to the movies, and I'm sad because two things. One, I really wanted to see Alien Romulus in the theater, and probably not gonna, I guess it's probably in the theater, but I don't like to go to the theater and like cough, you know. One, people freak out a little bit still these days about that, but I don't want to annoy anyone else. Plus it's a little, it's just an energy thing. It's as far as like, it's just not, I'm really, really not feeling up to going to the movies. And anyway, so missing that. Beetlejuice. I'm not actually a huge Beetlejuice fan. It's funny. Beetlejuice I put in the same category as Ghostbusters. You know, there are people that love Ghostbusters and love Beetlejuice. And while I like those franchises and I like those movies, they are not big favorites of mine by any means. I find them fun. But ultimately, they're just not—they're not my favorites. That's all, and it's no big deal. Everybody's got their favorites or whatever. And I like them. So while I'm interested to see Beetlejuice, although I think I gotta watch the first one again because it's been forever since I've seen that. But I probably would have gone to see that at the movies. And then, of course, the other thing, even though I did see it when I was at Comic-Con with Dylan, we went out one night and saw it, I really wanted to see Deadpool Wolverine in the theater again. Such a fun movie. And I just was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, even after we watched it that Saturday night at Comic-Con, I was like, oh, man, I just wanted to turn around and go back in and watch it again. So much going on. You know, there's such... the dialogue and the just the lines that they say in that movie, excuse me, just so fast that it's hard to keep track. And I'm starting to also, the other thing that I've been watching is I really like Daniel Craig as Bond, so I decided to go back and watch his first outing as Bond, Casino Royale. Boy, that movie, I didn't realize that movie was, it's 2006, I think, is when it came out. So that movie is what, like, not quite 20 years old, 18 years old now. But he's really like a different kind of Bond in that movie. You know, very rough and around the edges. I mean, it's supposed to be Bond starting out, right? He just becomes a 00 in that movie at the beginning. And but it's also sort of a weird movie somewhat. There's this, you know, there's multiple chase scenes and the story kind of, I wouldn't say meanders, but it's, and I'm actually, this is partly proud because I'm watching it in pieces. I'll watch like a half hour and then another half hour and so on. I'm not sitting down and watching the whole thing. I'm probably like two thirds through it now or something like that. They're just getting to the point where he's at Casino Royale and going to have the big poker thing. But yeah, I really like Bond, or Daniel Craig as Bond, so I'm going to try to work my way through those movies again, and maybe go back and watch some of the older Bond movies, which I haven't watched in a long time. I used to watch back in the day when, here's old talk, back in the day when, you know, there was just TV, no cable, and one movie that I remember growing up watching a lot is Goldfinger. It would come on, you know, some of these big classic films, Wizard of Oz, Goldfinger, There's a bunch. I'm not even going to try to say them. But when it was just television, no cable, no video, nothing, no internet, maybe once a year these movies, they would put them on. And it was kind of a big event. Ten Commandments, that's another one, always coming out on Easter. And they still do that on, I think it was ABC. But yeah, so these movies became like, you would get to know them very well because these big movies like that, they would show them once a year. And it was kind of like, oh, you know, the people would just gather around the TV and sit down and watch one of these films. And then you would watch it again a year later when they released it, you know, I don't know how to exactly explain it. But now with everything on at your fingertips, you can watch whenever, whatever. It's just a different time and a different era. And I would never want to go back to that, where you were at the mercy of when they showed you whatever they decided to show you. One's video started to take off, and you could buy your own things and watch them when you wanted. I think, things changed quite a bit, obviously. And that was for the best. But I don't know what my point is. Brain fog again. But I think my point is simply this. There's a good kind of handful of movies that are sort of burned into my brain. And Goldfinger is one. The Wizard of Oz, which is my favorite movie. That's another one. And Ten Commandments, that's another one that I just, you know, watched. And I think you watch these movies, especially each year, especially when you're a kid growing up, they really stick in your mind. I mean, it's like I could watch a movie now, a new movie that would come out, and it wouldn't, you know, wouldn't stay with me all that well, unless I really watched it many times, right? I don't know. Weird topic or a weird thing to talk about, but yeah. I mean, that's sort of. I guess we're kind of wrapping up. I hope this has been fun to some degree. I haven't coughed too much, have I? Yeah, just trying to hang in there. As Scotty said in The Trouble with Tribbles, you know, when Kirk had to confine him to his quarters after the big rumble in the bar on K7, you know, he's like, I have to confine you to quarters, Scotty. And he's like, oh, it'll give me time to catch up on my technical journals. So I always feel like, you know, being ill a little bit is like time to catch up on television or reading. Although I don't, it's hard to read right now. I find myself, it's hard to focus for a long period of time and just read. I read comics. Comics are a good thing because they're like, you know, 10, 15 minutes you can read a comic. I still have the three body problem sitting next to my, you know, on the bedstand thing or the little night table, whatever. What am I trying to call it? The little table next to your bed. Three body problem. I love this series on Netflix. And the book is not an easy read. And I have, I don't know, I'm probably 2/3 through it, maybe a little bit more than that. And I just haven't picked it back up again in the last few weeks. It's even before I got this thyroid problem, I could read like maybe 6, 7, 8, whatever, 10 pages a night. And that would be as much as I could handle. And then I just have to put it down. I mean, it's quite a bit. When they did this, the TV series, they changed quite a bit. There's bits of things that are familiar if you watch the television show and then read the book. But boy, I'll tell you what, for people who read this book before the show, my hat's off to you, because this is a rough read. Unlike, I'm doing this through Audible. I'm on the second book of this series, Dungeon Crawler Carl. If you type that into like Audible or Amazon or whatever, there's a whole series of books. I forget the name of the author, but just type in Dungeon Crawler Carl, and you will find these. They're really good. It's the first one was really good. The second one's just as good that I'm on right now. I'm probably maybe halfway. And audio's a little bit easier to do for me right now. I mean, I can listen to like an hour of it. And but yeah, it's really fun, a really fun series. If you are, if you've ever done role-playing games, RPGs, especially tabletop RPGs like D&D. By the way, there's a whole, it's the 50th, I can't talk as always, right now at least. It's the 50th anniversary of D&D, 1974 to 2024. And one of the things going on, I just found, or when I was eating breakfast this morning, that the U.S. Post Office is issuing some D&D stamps. So that's cool, I thought. I might have to get some of those. But yeah, it's 50 years of D&D. And what are they on? What edition now? I don't know. Fifth? Sixth? Is have they gone past fifth? I mean, the last one that I played, I mean, my big time playing D&D was first and especially second, which was called Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, you know, essentially. Second edition, or Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, is my baby. Played some third edition, and then that's about it. But anyway, so some stamps. Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary of D&D. So I would expect there'd be a little bit more, you know, fanfare or something. I don't know. Maybe it's like Star Trek Day. No, nobody makes as big of a deal thing out of things anymore. I don't know. It's strange. It's a strange world sometimes, folks. But all right, I'm going to sign off. That's what's been going on with me. You guys have been filled in. Hopefully things will improve more. And in 2 weeks, when I'm back, maybe we'll do a regular show. I'm trying to think of, we got Lower Decks coming in late October for Star Trek. Star Wars, I guess it's that kind of kid-oriented series. Skeleton Crew, right? That's in December. I guess they're still doing the Rey movie. I mean, Star Wars is in a weird state right now, especially after the whole Acolyte. I don't know. That turned into a big, weird situation, I think, somewhat. I mean, it didn't get good ratings, so they didn't decide, or they decided to not do a season two, which was not too surprising. I mean, I've talked about the Acolyte a lot, but there seems like I'm hearing things like they're canceling a lot of potentially Star Wars series that they were going to do. I mean, I think they're still doing the Mandalorian Grogu movie. I think the Rey movie is still on. Is there another movie that's happening? I don't know, officially or not. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope Star Wars can shake all this off. And, you know, I watched Empire Strikes Back. And not to be, again, the person who's like, I can't, I obviously can handle things, Star Wars things beyond the original trilogy. But, you know, Star Wars was about romance and swashbuckling and fun and adventure, and good characters and some bad characters, but some good ones too. Some ones that didn't stab you in the back and betray you. I mean, Star Wars is, when you watch Empire, it's just, there's a purity there that they've lost. And I know, and this is even true with Star Trek. These things are, you know, when Star Wars was done in 77 and Empire 80 and 83, that was a different time and different attitudes. But I still think you can kind of get back to that and not make everything so, this isn't the best way to put it, but shades of gray and people being so duplicitous and just like, okay, you know, I want to know where the heroes and the villains are, right? So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm still with you, Star Wars. I'm going to watch Skeleton Crew, Goonies in Star Wars. So, and Luna's coming down here. Lynn's out doing some things, but Luna's going to come down. So, she's probably going to be on the podcast. She wants to play ball. So, it's probably a good time. I'm going to sign off, and I'll talk to everyone. Do you want to say hello? Do you want to say hello, Luna? Say hello. Speak. Speak. Oh, now you're not going to speak. 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 Woof. Oh, my goodness. You're so quiet. Uh-oh. You rolled your ball over to Dobby, my little Dobby life-size little character that I have here in the basement. All right. Luna's not going to speak. Sorry. She usually does when I'm talking to somebody. All right. I got to throw a ball with her. So, all right, everybody. I will be back in a couple of weeks, hopefully feeling even better. And everyone else, oh, she's going to say something now. Everyone else, you guys take care of yourselves, enjoy things, and I hope you're healthy. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
This has been a Rico Dosti podcast production.